Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
You're listening to Back to Us Radio on the Back to Us Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned in to Chip Table Talk Radio
with Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson.
Back to us.
What?
Wheat sandwiches.
That was the best intro. That's it. That's our keeper. That's the best intro.
Let's just
song
end this
ever.
Show right now. That's,
quit.
That's as good as it's
the outro
get.
Song is just as good as the intro. So let's go ahead and play that. I'm just kidding. It's not. Hey guys, what's up? Thanks for tuning in to Table Talk. As always, I'm your girl comedian Reggie Jackson, and I'm here with the luxurious David Young.
Hey.
and the fabulous Chai Galloway.
Hey to you.
I don't know why luxurious was what came to my head.
I like it.
Dave's
a
car.
The
opulent.
Dave's a car.
The bear of the opulent beard, David Young.
I'm the deluxe package.
Oh.
You're the extra fries. I don't know what that meant.
I don't either.
I'm not sure. It made me nervous. So what's been going on? What's been happening this week other than it's cold as the devil?
It's that cold.
It is so cold. I have on right now. I have on tall boots. What is so funny, Ty?
I just imagine somebody going to hell was like, you know what? I did wrong. I don't care. Like, hell is like just like the temperature outside right now with no coat.
Ugh.
You're just like, oh.
Like, this is not what I was expecting, but it is that bad.
I'm in shorts, but oh, this is so wrong.
You have to dress like white people.
Oh,
no, no. You got to flip flops and shorty shorts.
With cream on your nose and a.
Man,
Bichette.
I can't. The Weekend at Bernie's hat. There's a Weekend at Bernie's hat on The Walking Dead this week.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'll show it to you when it happens.
Hey, you're
live in the studio. Sorry. I'm making Ty watch The Walking Dead right now.
Sit
because
here
he's
and,
not
and commentate on caught, this. And
caught up on his Walking Dead, so that's his punishment. He has to watch it without listening. Somebody dies in a second.
I have
anyway,
to assume what they say.
No, nah, man, I have on a pair of leggings, blue jeans, tall boots, long sleeve shirt, and a sweater. And I'm wearing a snowboarding jacket and an extra thick collar.
Wow.
That's how cold it is. You came in like a Adidas jacket or something, Dave.
Yeah. No, that's my patented snow.
It's patented snow gear.
Gear, yeah.
But it's
like snowpocalypse, though. Like, he can
is.
Run if it...
I bought that coat in preparation of hiking up a glacier. And since then, it's been through the circus. So that coat is more interesting than a lot of people.
Oh, I wasn't dissing your coat.
I won't say you, because you're an interesting lady. But.
I'm just, oh, thank you, Dave. I'm just wondering if I had on too much. Is when Dave rolls up in here and and some just a t-shirt. He's in a white beater right now. I was like, am I over-exaggerating a bit?
He's just applying lotion like I'm a little cold.
It feels freezing. And I know it's like snowing a lot in New York. I've heard from a lot of people this is supposed to be the coldest winter we've ever had. And I cannot be
states.
Less excited. About that, all 50 states. What?
There was a article in CNN that said all 50 states are cold, which I think is funny because that means Hawaii is cold.
Huh.
What?
If it is true, I just think he just took something and ran with it and didn't think about what he was writing.
Yeah, he'd be probably like, yeah, most of them are cold. I'll just go ahead and say 50. Nobody's gonna fact check this.
Look. Freeze reports in all 50 states.
No.
Whoa. I got to go. I'm good on the reading right now. I'm in the middle of a show. He's like, hey, do you want to read this article? I don't. I'll take your word for it. All I heard was the highlight. That's
I don't
all
edit
I need.
Anything out of these except F words. So
next week is Thanksgiving. Oh. What's everybody's plans for Thanksgiving? Dave, you got to work and your birthday's coming up.
Yep, I'm working on my birthday and Thanksgiving, so that's my plan.
And your birthday is what day?
November 25th.
November 25th.
Sagittarius.
Yep.
That's the only reason we get along.
Yeah.
December
18th. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His birthday's close to mine. Do you think that's why we get along?
Wait, what?
You and I, our birthdays are close together. Do you think that's why you and I get along?
Are you a Sagittarius?
No, I'm a Libra.
I don't know anything about Libras. Well, but I know maybe,
I know you like me, so you know that much.
So I probably like all Libras. Is that logical?
No.
Reggie's not your typical Libra girl.
I don't know. Like, if I was somebody defending astrology, I would have bailed right there when he was like, oh, that means I like all Libras. And I was like, no. Doesn't make sense, any of it now.
Sometimes you have to judge the soul of a person.
I know some Libras that are dicks.
What are Libras known for?
Being balanced and fair.
Oh, fair face.
Fall fair, Alana's my liberty holding on my scale.
She
my
just went to the Constitution to try to describe her zodiac. We're fair and we...
Libras have free and justice for all.
And we're created equally. And
I know Libras like...
All right, I can get along with some Libras.
Weird. I feel like when you say stuff like that around me, you need to say no homo right after it, Dave. So, I'm like...
Don't be so quick to
co-sign. We're on family level. I'm like, jump on some Libras. I'm so close. Just touch my hand romantically.
Hey, when's your birthday again, lady?
So what are you going to do? So you're working Thanksgiving and you're working your birthday. So when we get back from break, we'll celebrate your birthday in a very large way.
Yeah, I'm thinking of doing something the weekend after all that.
Perfect.
I don't know what yet, but yeah.
And so we'll say... The next show that we do, not next week, but the week after, will be your birthday show.
Yeah, sure.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah,
J-Lo come in and Pink.
I'm so sick of her.
Yeah. She called me the other day, but we don't have time for that.
She shows up. She just show up at the house without even calling.
Hey, Jay, what's up?
I'm like, hello, stalker.
Move the limo. Other people stay here.
Hashtag find a dancer.
The other block, not this block.
What are you going to do for Thanksgiving, Ty?
Probably... Work and maybe hit Florida.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Hopefully it won't be a 50-state freeze.
I'm like, what if it's freezing?
Yeah.
You see a Dolphins game?
No. Destin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't even think we have a home game next week. But we do play the Broncos this week, so.
That's right. Yeah. So, as of the conclusion of this, we're not friends for a week.
Yeah, not until 8 p.m. on next Sunday
night.
Not
until your birthday show. Then you guys can
follow. Oh, we follow each other now, so I guess I'll post a comment or something.
Yeah, true.
So right before the show, Ty makes the mistake of leaving his phone laying near me open. And I take a picture. I put it on Instagram of myself with the hacked. And then Dave and I took another one. And when I went to find Dave to tag him in the picture, I realized that him nor Ty were following one another. And I'm like...
That's not what guys do. You see, we didn't have an attitude about it or anything.
Yeah, nobody got offended.
I can't believe you're not following me, Dave.
I'm like, every week we sit here and at Comedian GM, blah, 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 defiant, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. They've got an attitude with me when I ask him what it was. And that's only because I was shortly confused about the fact that his name wasn't popping up readily when I typed it in. Dave's like, defiant.
D-E-F-Y.
And I'm like, man, why don't you just at David Young and make it easy? You too, Ty.
There are too many David Youngs.
At Tyreek.
Oh, government.
Oh, government.
She dropped a government.
Mm. I'm going to go to Virginia to see my mom and dad for Thanksgiving, and it is the stupidest of cold right now up there.
You're going to drive up there?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm not looking forward to that. I'm hoping that it's not going to snow. That would suck.
Didn't you say it's not going to snow that good?
I said, I hope it doesn't snow.
Oh.
It probably will, though.
Yeah, just because you spoke about it.
Well, it's usually, like, I've had trouble going home, like, the last couple of years because...
Weather.
Of the weather.
Yeah. When we got stuck.
I don't want to be stuck here on Thanksgiving.
No, really, you were going to go home, and you were like, I was going to go home, and then I said, let me just wait till tomorrow. And then the ice came.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Virginia a couple weeks ago, and it was beautiful because it wasn't cold yet, and the leaves were changing.
Ooh,
I missed the fall.
Yeah.
I missed the fall. Driving up through Virginia to go to my parents' house, that drive through Asheville, North Carolina is everything.
Yeah, it is.
Like the leaves here, I feel like they change a little bit, but
they change like that.
Yeah, but then they just fall, they die. Like I feel like in like Gatlinburg and all of the North Carolina, like Asheville and where I'm from, I feel like the trees get really rich colors and they hold them for a lot longer.
Yeah.
Down here is like a boo fall.
Yeah, there was like a day or two where in my apartment complex when they were pretty, but then they fell.
That sucks.
That's the perfect ending to any joke that bombs.
That sucks.
And then they fell.
And then they fell.
They sucked, and then they fell. Or they fell down and sucked.
Ooh. So the thing that I was talking about that I did this week that I probably built up way more than is... It's going to be a letdown now because I refused to talk about it earlier, and now I'm drawing this out, so there's even more build up, and you have no idea what I'm about to say.
We're hanging on every word he says, like, oh.
What did I do this week?
Oh, tell us.
I don't even know if you'd be interested, but I worked an NPR show, National Public Radio. Right. It was called Water, and it was four actors and a poet and two recognizable NPR radio personalities, hosts. And they were all just going through these news stories and personal accounts from around the world and different stories about how water is, I don't want to say underrated because that sounds lame, but how it's more useful and more vital and more precious than people give it credit.
I agree.
And it was really, really well done.
Where was it at?
The Rialto Theater, part of Georgia State.
Oh, yeah. Being a soldier and being deployed, I can tell you that water is everything when you are in the heat.
Yeah.
So I appreciate
my
water.
I'm not a soldier, but I can tell you that being stuck in a hot trailer at the circus, that water is everything as well. You run out of water, you can just die.
Yep. And there were, like, stories about, like, a little girl in Africa who would, like, risk her life daily to climb down this cliff and just get a little bit, wait in line for, like, the whole day from behind a bunch of other people to get a jug of water and then bring it back up to her family. And then one time after she'd done that for, like, a year or two, she dropped the jug and it broke and she hung herself because she couldn't bear the shame that she hadn't been able to get water to her family. It was real sad.
Damn.
Yeah. What a horrible story.
I know. But there were some funny stories in there, too. But that was a powerful one.
I would have just tried to go up the road a little bit and beat everybody to the punch higher up at the creek. I'm waiting in line all day.
Well, I think she went down there at like 5 in the morning, but so did everybody else.
It's a line, Reggie.
It's Black Friday of water.
That's horrible.
Why? It's so applicable in so many different. There's
I think
so
this
many
was
different,
Ethiopia.
There were so many different plugins.
It's like a plus sign. You try to be like, which way does it go? It goes every single way.
What do you call Ethiopian punk bands?
What?
What do you? Oh my god! What
Come
do you
on.
Call Ethiopian punk bands?
What?
Venetian blondes.
That joke was brought to you by some people that are pretty inappropriate. We were just sharing. That's all.
Oh, breathe it out. Breathe it out. Breathe it out.
All right.
All right. Somebody redeem us.
Oh, so anyway, how long was the thing?
It was an hour and a half.
Oh, okay. You take any pictures with anybody?
No.
Did they have water?
No, they didn't. Maybe they were trying to conserve
hypocrites.
It. I don't know. Yeah.
Hypocrites.
Actually, it was kind of funny because at the end, they offered one of the NPR hosts some water, and he was like, nah, just toss that out.
I'm good.
That's like getting in a fight at a domestic violence conference. Man.
Look, I'm fine. You can throw that away.
When do we get home?
Sorry.
Soon as I get home. Help. Help.
Help. They're just spilling aisle seven. Spill it aisle seven.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're fine. We were, Ty and I were watching the Animal Channel earlier. Was it Animal Planet? Or was it Discovery?
That was Nature on public television. Thank
because
you,
he says that I watch crap all the time.
this is
a great
thanks,
scene.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks.
He says that I watch crap all the time, so he made me watch something educational, but it was all these honey badgers. And honey badgers...
having sex.
Should have been Winnie the Pooh was where I was going. And we assessed that Winnie the Pooh got the job, as the bear got the job over a honey badger because a honey badger is black.
With white stripes.
So he looks like a skunk. He's affiliated with Pepe Le Pew.
Right.
We don't know him.
We don't
know. It would have been a very different Winnie the Pooh if he had been a honey badger.
Did you guys know that all of those characters...
I totally agree.
They're supposed to represent every kind of personality trait, like...
Yep. Like depression?
Yeah, like Eeyore is all like, oh, the clown. And then...
Tigger is on coke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tigger's the crackhead.
Yeah. Hey, boing, boing.
What's
boing.
Piglet?
Nervous.
The young kid. Who
and worried all the time.
Yeah.
Because that's what he is.
And Pooh is who? Character? What is Pooh?
He's
Pooh's
all...
the guy dealing with all these freaks?
The ideal person, like...
No, he's not. He's not very smart. I think he kind of covers the dumb genre of people. Because think about it. I mean, if you get stuck in the same... Ladies, this is such a metaphor for relationships.
Oh, boy.
If you get stuck in the same tree trying to get the same honey pot over and over and over again, maybe you need to reevaluate. That's all I'm saying. Message. And then
what if the honey pot's really good honey?
One of a kind honey.
I don't know.
Stay tuned next week when Reggie answers the question of if it's really...
No, I don't know. Look,
what if it's really good honey and it's bad credit?
I became Winnie the Pooh. I guess we don't have to wonder who I was. I was definitely Winnie the Pooh.
What if that honey pot has really good honey, bad credit, and it keeps trying?
Maybe. I don't know.
Message.
I don't know. This is the honey pot. Call me back. This is a really great scene of Walking Dead. P.S. Sidebar. Does the honey pot call me back?
He forgot to plug his phone up. So.
Oh, no. He changed his number.
He's been at work late all evening. And
he defriended me on Facebook. Honey pot defriended me on Facebook.
But the same number called you at 3 a.m.
Wait.
Hey, honey pot. I didn't know your phone was on. I tried to reach you all day. I didn't know Cricket cut the phone back after midnight.
What makes you think that he doesn't have Verizon?
Oh, snap.
Yeah, so what we're watching now is...
It's by Phillips Arena.
The Walking Dead from Sunday, where Daryl and Carol are in a van being pushed over the downtown connector by zombies.
Hey, it's Inception.
Oh.
That was a visual comment that no one's going to get.
I got you.
Yeah, I remember too. That was a good movie, Dave.
It was.
You did a good job writing it.
Thank you. Thank you.
They said if it was a theme song, it would have been like, a dream inside a dream inside a dream inside a dream.
I don't know what that means. So,
did you watch the movie?
Yeah. I did.
Phil Collins song.
I said I liked it.
I was describing the movie. You're like, I don't know what that means.
I thought you were trying to sing a bad song.
No, I was saying a dream inside a dream.
Yeah.
You were like, I don't know what that means.
You got to spin your dreidel. That would be what Dave would take.
Oh, you mean for the totem? to know whether or not you're alive.
Wow. Yep.
That movie would have been a pretty different movie if that was the case, too. If he had a dreidel. There would have been a lot of comments made online.
Oh, man. You guys crazy.
Do you think it would have been negative? Why would that?
There are a lot of racist people online.
Yes.
There's a lot of racist people everywhere.
Yep.
Yeah, but they really show their true colors online.
Speaking of crazy racism, did you know that Missouri filed a state of emergency or whatever?
Already before.
Wasn't it just the mayor or whatever?
The governor.
The governor?
Yeah, he's the only one who can call up the National Guard.
So
when does the verdict come down?
They just said any day.
Oh, God.
But I think this is the crazy part. As a member of the armed services, National Guard is run by the governor. So members of the National Guard hold all positions, police officers. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now you're bringing together the same people who are going against each other. And it's like, what does that look like?
So a civil war in the National Guard?
Within it. Like, it'll be some conflicts within it, depending, no matter what the verdict. You get what I'm saying?
Well, they don't really belong in that situation anyway.
And I think that's my point. So you may have a cop that may be a military police officer who gets called up. What is he going to do?
So depending on the role, the same person could take each side of the same thing?
Right. And I'm just saying both sides. I'm not even picking.
Yeah.
There was all that issue. I've been seeing stuff. I haven't read anything about it, but have you guys seen all that stuff about the Klan on Facebook? What's up with that? Do you know?
It's a.
Why'd you laugh?
It's a hacker group that took over the Klan's page.
Oh, wow.
And he, like, fronted all of them out, like, this is their name, this is their wives.
Good.
Yeah. So, addresses and everything.
Good.
And it was like, I will return your page to you tomorrow at 8 a.m.
Oh, what?
So, he hacked their stuff and typed all that stuff up and sent it out, and they couldn't do anything
How
about it.
Hackers are the best people in the world, and everybody that they expose
are the worst people.
Should be in jail.
They're the electronic superheroes, the vigilantes. Right.
They had a picture of one, actually a Ferguson cop that was at a rally for the police officer who shot him. And they were like, you see the guy in the black shirt? He's a KKK member.
What?
So it's crazy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I love myself so much that I can genuinely be shocked that a Klan member holds a police officer's job. I know, but I think it just, the 5-year-old in my head just exploded. Like, why? How could they do that?
Wait a minute. It's horrible, but since when have the police been heavily screened designated good people all the time?
It's one of those, like, I have a friend who needs a job. He's a good person.
I'm not saying they're all bad, but.
What, Klan members?
No, just all police officers.
Oh, I missed that. I was like, what?
Some Klan members just misunderstood.
What?
I just like white people. That's all I like. It's just plain old white people. Just like me. What about Native American people? No, not even them.
I hate to change.
Because even your most racist white person, that game looks dope, whatever's happening here. Even the most racist white person, if you say something to them about a Native American, will be like, well, they were here first.
Not to change the story, but
we can.
No, you can change the story.
Well, yeah, we can change the story. I feel like I've run my course on racism on Table Talk today.
Well, I'm going back to racism. I'm going to a black woman in Arizona who left her kids in the car and spent the money supported to raise her on her boyfriend's rap video.
Wow.
Well, no. What?
Arizona hot car mom accused of spending donations on boyfriend's rap album. Like $114,000.
Wait, so she left the kids in the car, which put them in a hospital, and then she took donations to get them better.
Somebody started raising money for her to help her case, help her legal fees and all that stuff. She took that money and got him a... She's like, you know what? I'll help you finish the Black Album 7.
Wow.
What?
So
I'm horrible people.
The way my brain works is I want to hear the album because I don't want to judge.
What if he's all like kids sitting in a car getting real toasty? Got them this far. What if it's all
like, so now what she did was she invested money into him to raise more money.
Hello.
Okay. Well, there's that. Or if he's like the second coming of Kendrick Lamar or something.
Right.
And then he's like, this album had to be made because it's that urgent and incredible.
Right. That's what I'm
saying.
Or
maybe they just smoked a lot of weed, which I'm sure came from donation money, and was like, hey.
You know what'd be good though? You took some of that money. Only got like 8 more tracks to finish.
What did she pay for? Studio time? She gave him how much money?
$114,000.
But I don't understand how that I can make a rap album in your bathroom.
There's a difference in quality.
Dave, you don't even know.
Dave is the sound guy. I will believe quality Dave over.
If you record a rap album in somebody's bathroom with a cheap mic, it's not going to.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me give you part of the story, and I quote. A New Jersey woman helped raise $114,000 for Taylor after her story and tearful mugshot went viral, and the judge even said she could avoid jail if she put up $40,000 in donations into a trust fund for her children. Prosecutors charged that Taylor was spending more than $4,000 a month on non-essential items, and now a former supporter of hers says she even spent some dough on a rap album. We had someone call my office and alert her attorney to the fact that she spent $6,000 at a music studio in Tempe to finish her baby daddy's rap album, the Reverend Jared Maupin told ABC.
Jared Maupin.
So she didn't spend it all on a rap album.
She just spent it all on a rap album and other unnecessary crap.
Right. She didn't put the like.
She was getting
so
her nails done.
Rap album her toenails wasn't even and
her,
that good.
Her fingernails look great.
So my thing is, if you want to avoid jail time, let's just say you're partially ignorant. Partially ignorant means I will put $40,000 away and then I'll do what I want with the other.
Yeah.
Hey, Judge, I did what you said.
Right.
I did what you said.
But that would be far less ignorant than this lady evidently.
Right, 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 yeah. Right, 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 right.
So she got how much in total? 100 and what?
14.
114.
So she still had 74 to mess with.
Oh.
But.
Damn you for doing that math faster than me. I was like, oh.
Sorry.
Xavier taught me that one.
I went.
So, yes, that is so her trial for felony child abuse is scheduled for December 10th.
I don't know what happened in the first place. So she left her kids in the car and what?
Why would people donate just for that?
It was just one woman because she left her kids in the car to attend a job interview. You know how long a job interview is. You get there early, you wait, you talk, and then you leave. We're talking about Arizona.
Oh, that changes it a little bit. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Arizona.
And so what happened to the kids?
She got arrested, of course.
They were put in the hospital for like heat exhaustion?
Something like that.
Are they okay?
So everybody was like, this lady's an idiot, but at least her kids should
locked up. She's crying because I'm sure she felt bad because she. If you hear the story, I mean, the intentions are good. Hey, I got to go to this job interview. Can you keep my kids? Okay. I don't need this job. I really need it. You know what? This is what I'll do. I'll try to park in the shade or whatever her thinking was, and you know I'll
she
do it like
crack
that.
The windows.
I don't.
Where
know
was
exactly.
she applying? Where was she applying for a job?
It didn't say, but I will have
know.
A research next week.
I want to know because I'm like, don't they have a parking garage? Like, where was she that she was like, she at Denny's parked underneath the shade tree at Denny's?
I mean, my thing is just bring them with you. Like,
right.
We found some kids in the bathroom playing. What? I told them to sit down in the lobby or,
right.
You know, just. But no, it doesn't say what she was getting a job at. How old they were.
You got to understand you're talking to somebody that smuggles Jackson.
Oh, I know. I've seen it. Scottsdale, Arizona. So that was my ignorant report for the day.
I would have put those kids in a.
$114,000, though.
A lot of money.
I'd have put them kids in a duffel bag.
I would have given my kids to the baby daddy.
Hello. Well, yeah, there's that.
Can I drop these kids off by the studio, Tupac?
Hammer, or whatever you want to go by today.
Whenever you're in there dropping these rhymes.
Let them do some ad libs or something in the background. Come on.
Let the kids do the hook. It's a hard knock life. For dad.
For dad.
Oh, I know God. I can't.
I'm just sitting in the studio is. Just playing with some Legos, baby.
That's a good one. That was a really good
Thanks,
one.
Thanks, I kiki.
You did kiki.
Did anybody eat anywhere interesting this week?
I cooked.
You did. You made turkey burgers today.
Yeah.
They were delicious and great. Nutritious.
I try.
I ate at Nonstop, which I've already talked about on the show a couple weeks ago. It's downtown. It's Indian food. It's real good. And I know you don't like
Nonstop?
Indian food. Yeah. N-A-A-N. Stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. Nonstop.
Yeah. Nonstop.
I ate a red Nonstop the other day. It was delicious. It was really good in my face.
There's always one.
I ate a piece of pumpkin cheesecake from Java Monkey in downtown Decatur this week.
That sounds delicious.
And I'm on this big apple cider kick, like probably for the last couple of years. I've been on a real big apple cider kick because it doesn't have, I can drink it late at night. It's not like coffee where it has all that caffeine or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a delicious. Is this a new...
Looks like Grand Theft Auto.
Grand Theft
Auto. We gotta stop watching TV on the show.
Yeah. It does keep things interesting here, though.
It's dumbing me down.
It's dumbing me a little watered down. Boom, boom, boom.
Wow.
Oh, here's some news for the ladies out there. Apparently Chris Brown and Trey Songz will be teaming up to do not only a tour, but an album. So if you are between the ages of 18 and 38,
18 and watch your 56.
Face. Put on some Vaseline before you come to the concert.
I'm going to be going down to Enclave tomorrow night and hanging out at Scrappy's, little Scrappy's DJ battle thing.
Uh-oh. That's what's up.
Hmm? Enclave's a club.
Yeah. So I'll have some stories about that in a couple of weeks, I'm sure. What if I called you guys and was like, ah, listen, we got to do another show for this week. You guys have such an amazing time.
Shaq game.
Shaq game. Shout out to O.D. Odell, who won his way into the final round of Shaq's All-Star Comedy from Sweet. Last weekend.
Yeah, O.D.
O.D., congratulations. That O.D. is funny. My favorite O.D. Odell joke is where he's like, I don't like my name Odell because it sounds like an old person's name that can fix things, and I can't fix anything. Like, what? He just broke and gone down there and called Odell. That was my favorite O.D. Odell joke. So
well,
shout out to him.
Now that the Giants have a guy named Odell Beckham on their team, that name might make a resurgence.
Yeah. It won't just be old anymore, liking that name.
Yeah.
Odell.
He's a star receiver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To revisit a story I was sharing, I was looking it up. Oh, so Anonymous is the name of the guy who took over the KKK, and he spoke about himself in third person. He was like, Anonymous won't tolerate racism in any form or the suppression of the right to protest. The group appears to have taken over KKK's Twitter account, and it read this Sunday. You should have expected this. Hashtag OPKKK continues to be a success. Freedom will prevail. And they posted that.
A unicorn with a great big fat gay pride rainbow in the back of it. That is everything.
Oh,
well done, Anonymous.
It was retweeted 2,216 times. So could you imagine your friend retweeting? KKK, wait a minute.
Wait, why would you retweet like KKK on Facebook?
Why would you retweet the KKK? Oh,
that's pretty.
Anonymous. That's pretty.
It's a pretty unicorn.
Is that what they're doing to feed into the hate now? They're sending out pictures of beautiful unicorns and gay pride rainbows. You got me. I was about it.
They got to recruit people somehow.
Oh, man.
Charles Manson's getting married to a 26-year-old.
Lucky him.
How do you guys feel about that?
He's a hero on the cell block, I bet. I mean...
Does she look as ugly as he does?
No,
she's kind of cute.
She's kind of cute. What is... She's pretty. So what was the whole Charles Manson thing? I don't know if I remember. I know he's a killer, and
you know
he killed a lot of people.
He had these hippies following him around, and they did drugs. He had sex with them all. Cult leader,
and then he's like, "Hey, some people?
Let's kill these people. They're privileged, and they think let's show them who really runs things." And they end up killing like a 20-year-old, like super, like the equivalent of like, give me, what's her name, Katherine Heigl.
like a young Katherine Heigl. She was pregnant, and she got found dead like with eight others, and they didn't know who did it, and they found them. And
you have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.